My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Aditi Kankabwala joins us on the show. Aditi, hello.
Good morning. Are you enjoying your sideline experience?
Yeah, I am. I'm having a blast.
Really? That didn't sound super convincing right
now.
No,
I'm dead serious. I'm having a blast. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sound... I'm having a hoot. It's a new experience for me. It's a fun experience for me. It's preseason, so it's not like intense on the sidelines.
Right.
So I'm not like goofing off with anybody, but I've noticed some guys come up and goof off with me, and that's okay, and I enjoy that. I'm not going to tell you who. I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but I'm enjoying my experience very much.
Hey, Nick Chubb was smiling on the sideline, so there's that.
You think he's going to be able to go week one against Dallas?
I think week one is a little bit aggressive, don't you? I mean, he's very, very careful not to say anything. I must have asked him three different ways as friendly as I can, and he just kept saying, you know, one day at a time, we're trying to get 1% better every day. But I think it's a little aggressive. But then again, you know what, like, this is Nick Chubb. Anytime you think that something is out of the realm of possibility –
and that's why, like, that's why people are saying it, because they're like, well, Nick Chubb's Nick Chubb, and he can always. It's like, well, you can't just force these things.
Well, and I also think that the Browns are going to be insanely smart about this. It's a really long season, and, you know, you don't want to push anything unnecessarily so.
Well, speaking of not pushing things, would you play Deshaun Watson on Saturday?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
I said no.
Why?
Because I don't want him to get hurt. I don't want him out there when there's no left tackle out there.
Well, you do make a very valid point, but by the same token, you are not having him do everything that he ordinarily would do. He's got to get some sort of game reps, and he himself is saying that for his preparation, for him to feel as good and ready as possible, he wants to get out there a little bit. I just don't love this. Nobody plays in the preseason. I get that there are certain guys that, you know, Joe Thomas was one, Joel Bitonio, I guess, is now, that there are so many reps, mental reps, and so much care for their bodies, and you know what you're getting. But a quarterback needs to get out there. I mean, think about, we keep talking about it. What happened to Jerome Ford last year? He wasn't tackled once. All of a sudden he comes in the regular season, and what happened? The first time he's tackled, he fumbles the ball?
It happens.
I feel like even if it's a couple series and not a whole quarter, it's good. It's good for him to get out there. It's good to see a live rush, feel the pace of the game, be under the lights. All of that is useful and valuable.
Okay. Go ahead, Tone.
Yeah, Didi, it was interesting because last week there was a bit of a discussion that emerged once Kevin Stefanski had said the plan was for him to play in that final preseason game. And then when Deshaun Watson was asked later in the week, he acted like he had not been told that. So we had wondered if that was, you know, something that the lines of communication were a little mixed. Be that as it may, I mean, you've talked to Deshaun Watson. Does he not seem like a guy that wants to play?
I mean, he told me, he openly told me standing on the sideline during the game that, yes, he does want to play. And we had the conversation that he always wants to play more than Kevin wants him to play. And where does the lobbying stand right now? And, you know, he obviously left that open-ended and said he doesn't know, but he's hoping to play. I wonder also, you know, obviously the situation of the line and what sort of harm you're putting harm's way you are putting someone, that obviously plays a role. But I also, this whole 10 p.m. Eastern time kickoff is ludicrous to me. Not only having to fly all the way across the country for a preseason game, but then having it be a night game as opposed to a day game. I don't know. So and this is just me speculating. I haven't had this conversation with anybody to ask if that plays a role, because a lot of the preseason is also just sort of getting the mental reps of what preparation is. Like, how do you warm up before a game? How do you get into your uniform? How is the whole operation of, okay, this is the cycle of getting ready. I mean, they're not getting ready for a 10 p.m. Eastern time game this season or needing to outside of this.
Aditi, how much
you're not that moved by that, Lima? You don't think that big of a deal? I'm afraid I'm going to be taking a nap at halftime. You'll see me laying down behind the Browns bench.
I think when the schedule came out, obviously we were all like, "That is a bizarre time for us to conclude our preseason slate." It was very interesting. I'm sure it's not exactly what the powers that be were thinking about.
I mean, I'm sure not. I really am. I'll tell you guys, I'm legitimately concerned about keeping myself awake and alert and looking awake and alert.
There's no way. There's no way you're legitimately concerned. You're walking around in a sideline. You're going to fall asleep standing up?
I mean, maybe not, but exactly. You'll be there, right, Ken? You'll be there.
And I'm loud enough to keep everybody
awake if necessary.
Yes, I'm loud enough to keep everybody awake. You know that. So everybody will stay up.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I hope so.
It'll work out. Aditi, is there somebody who is, you think, on the bubble that needs to play well on Saturday?
Go ahead.
Siaki Ika, and I don't know if David Bell is going to be available, but if he is available, I think he's got to play. I don't think he's a lock to make the team.
I agree with you on that one. And I think Jamari Thrash has had a nice little camp. Now, obviously, he's a draft pick, so you wouldn't expect him to move on, but I think that that's a young man that has fought to be involved in some way. I think, you know what I find fascinating is how the bodies will be different. When you always think about will be different in special teams on kickoff coverage and kickoff return. So what I mean by that is when you're on the cusp, when you're on the bubble of making a team, the more you can do matters. And it's often, are you a contributor on special teams? You're more likely that goes in your pro column. Well, now there's so much uncertainty about who you're playing on these teams, because remember, now you're not looking for the fastest guys to get downfield. You're looking for guys that can hold a block in space. I think it changes the calculus a little bit. So whereas you might have held on to an extra wide receiver for various reasons, that might not be as desirable of a special teams position at the moment. Does that make sense? Do you get where I'm going with that?
I don't know if I'm elucidating that as clearly.
I don't know how you guys do this first thing in the morning every single day. Don't you feel like you need to warm up a little bit?
No.
Get the brain firing?
No. I like coming out like this. It's more fun for me.
All right. I have to make sure to drink more coffee before I talk to you in the morning.
It's okay. It's all right. Well, is school still out in Pittsburgh?
It is. My son starts on Thursday, the 22nd. And yesterday was his birthday party in the backyard. It was Backyard Olympics. So yesterday was a whole lot. Oh, it was fun. There were a lot of events.
Does it seem like the kids are more hellish this week as they get ready to go to school? I was getting calls like crazy yesterday to my children.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Really?
And it happens like every year.
Start this week too?
Yeah, like every year, like this time, it's like they are being ridiculous, Kenny. You need to talk to them. And then there's got to be crime and punishments. And then they go to school, and then everything kind of calms down because they're too damn tired at the end of the day.
Oh, you're the heavy in your family?
Hell yeah. We've talked about this before.
That's interesting.
Oh, yeah. I'm the one who has to dole out the punishment. I know I'm Mr. Good Times with everybody else, but with them, oh no, I'm dad. Didi Kinkabwala joining us here on the show. What do you think of the new kickoff rule? Do you think it could end up being a dud this year?
You know, we had our CBS NFL summit last week, and we were all talking about this. And Gene Steratore, of course, the longtime official, is on our staff. And he was saying he doesn't feel the 30 is far enough if the ball goes in the out of the back of the end zone to incentivize dropping the ball within the landing zone and getting a return. So I wonder, I know that the NFL has said it doesn't want to make any tweaks into the season. It ideally doesn't want to, but it has been left open. I wonder if we see a change there. You know, we heard Kyle Shanahan say, what, 1 or 2 weeks ago, that maybe you just deal with it. You start at the 30 and you let your defense go to work, as opposed to running the risk of letting a long one go through. And you'd hate to see that. I mean, I love the play. I love a kick return. I think that it's dynamic. It's exciting. It can set the tone for the start of a drive. To me, it's been really disappointing that the play has basically been removed from football the last few years. So I hope this makes a difference. I hope we see more returns, but I can't say for sure. It's funny, I talked to Dustin Hopkins for a while about the kicking that he's had to do in preparation. You know, and these are all kicks that he's kicked in his life, that he's made in his life, whether it's directional, whether it's dropping, whether it's a squib that is not a true squib because it has to get to the landing zone before it squibs. But the variety with which you have to practice. And I mean, something as simple as in the past, you thought about hang time. Now you don't want hang time. So it's not so simple as, okay, now instead of kicking the ball out of the back of the end zone, you want to drop the ball within, let's say, the 5-yard line, but you also don't want it to hang forever. You guys are fascinated by this.
No, I thought Lyme was going to ask
you guys,
a question.
Like, walk away.
No, we I was writing something down. I thought Lyme was going to ask a question.
Listen, you know, some guys, I'll say this. Sometimes I'm talking to you guys, and it feels like it goes, and we're all in it. And then sometimes I feel like I'm talking to a brick wall.
Well, sometimes I don't know when to jump in and jump out, and I don't want to cut you off when you're still speaking because I think it sounds bad. So I don't want to be like, and then you're still going, I'm like, oh, gosh, that's terrible.
Conversation. That's okay, don't you think? Isn't that what real conversation is like?
I've got nasty emails before about it, and I try not to.
Well, I'm not offended by it, but okay. That's good to know that you're so conscientious about that.
Yeah, I don't want to get in your way of what you're saying. Go ahead, Tom.
Aditi, just because you're closer to it, even though you're covering the Browns right now, people are starting to call it the worst quarterback competition in the history of football there in Pittsburgh. What do you make of it? Who's going to win it?
I mean, Mike Tomlin has been pretty open and said, look, Russell Wilson signed with the Steelers because Mike Tomlin promised him the starting job, and he hasn't swayed off of that since. He keeps saying that Russell Wilson is in the pole position, and he keeps saying, you know, he made a big deal when the very first depth chart came out that everybody noted that Russell Wilson was first on the depth chart.
Yeah, but Russell was terrible the other night. Can't things change?
Yikes.
Can't they change?
I mean, you'd think, but I don't know. I don't know that Justin Fields is – there is a reason that Chicago chose to move on from Justin Fields. And Justin Fields is a very dynamic athlete, and he's young enough that you certainly hope he continues to improve. But he's not seeing the field as cleanly as they would like right now either. I think you're going to see both of them play. There has to be some sort of package for Justin Fields, considering how athletic he is. And I know that Mike Tomlin has been resistant to that. There was a long time when Josh Dobbs was in Pittsburgh, and they would never quarterback sneak with Ben Roethlisberger, and we would talk about this constantly. Like, just make a package for Dobbs then. You know, this is a guy who's a dynamic athlete. They were obviously doing it in New Orleans with Taysom Hill and Drew Brees, but Tomlin was never really into that. I don't know how much of that was you didn't want to ever take the ball out of Ben Roethlisberger's hands. I don't know, but I do get the sense that you'll see some of both. But, you know, I don't know. I was just talking to a Steelers player actually a couple of days ago who told me how excited he is about everything that's related to this offense. And I don't want to be disrespectful to him in any way, but there's a piece of me that says, but the bar was so low. Like, you consider the last 2 years where you had a totally dysfunctional offense, where you had an offensive coordinator who didn't game plan in any way with anyone in the building, who had never been a coordinator on the NFL level, who had cycled through so many jobs prior to even coming to Pittsburgh. The Steelers did not run a varsity-level offense, to use a Mike Tomlin phrase, the last few years. So now you've got Arthur Smith, who's a legitimate coordinator, who has been a head coach, who's a really, really, really smart guy. That alone has to make you feel good. But is that still enough to say, wow, this is a hair on fire type offense?
Aditi Kinkabwala joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Aditi, flying, I'm terrified of it. How do I deal with it without using mind-altering substances?
Seriously?
Yes.
Are you afraid of this flight?
Oh, I'm terrified of flying.
Well, we should sit by each other, right, on the plane? There's nothing to, you know, you're actually kind of safe. I think that you are safer in an airplane than you are in a car.
That's what everybody says. Yeah, because there's highly trained people who are flying the plane. I mean,
and
I saw
if you're flying on the Browns team plane, yeah, they are bringing you food constantly.
Well, that's not good for me.
Literally,
that's not good for me.
It keeps you busy. You know what? Bring a book. Are you a reader or are you a movie watcher?
I have a book I'm reading right now called Welcome to the Jungle Inn.
Okay. I read on planes. I love to read, and it makes the time go.
I feel people don't think I read, and so if I pull out a book, they're going to go, "Why are you reading that book about?" And then I just end up talking about the book instead of reading the book.
Well, on these planes, you kind of spread out a lot, so it's not like you're necessarily sitting right next to somebody.
Okay.
But I'll sit close, and we can talk about the book, or we can let you read the book. You'll be okay. You don't need, you know what? I almost feel, it's funny, like when people say, oh, I need a drink to get on a plane, that almost makes it worse. Like if you're nervous to be on a plane, why would you want to be a little bit tipsy? Or why would you want to be on some sort of medication?
Oh, I'm definitely that guy. It's made it a lot easier for me, I got to say. But I can't do it. This is a business flight. Can't do that. Love a guy.
This is a business flight, yeah. And I think the NFL has outlawed
Yeah, they protect the shield. But they don't care about Ken Carmen having a problem with
flying. I'll protect you. If anything crazy happens and you need help with your oxygen mask, Ken, I'll be there for you.
Oh, God. Aditi, thank you very much for the time. All the best. We'll talk to you down the line.
All right. You take care. Bye, guys.
We'll see. Aditi Kekabwala on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline from CBS Sports and News 5. She'll be on the sideline for News 5's coverage of the Browns and the Seattle Seahawks.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.